Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna. Congratulations, Etiquette Lady, on your 13th anniversary of What is Etiquette Anyway? Talk show. Wow. 13 years of making the world a polite place to live.
Of making hyped up New Year's resolutions that seem to disappear after a short period of time? Common ones are,
I'm going to eat better
and lose weight,
spend less money, study more.
Statistics prove that most New Year's resolutions are broken by the end of February. Why not set a goal to make a daily lifestyle change? Create a faith or vision board using words or pictures of the changes you would like to see and move toward them daily. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain and run with it. Have a blessed and prosperous new year.
Well, happy new year. Happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, January 17, 2021, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. Tonight's topic, it's one of our top New Year's resolutions. We're going to be talking about getting fit, okay? So, if that is on your list, you certainly want to tune in. Hey, take a moment and tell your friends that we're on and this is what we're going to be talking about. Have them tune in, okay? So listen, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? I always want to answer that question for anyone new who may be listening. And, of course, we know we have listeners of all ages. And etiquette is just a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I, England, you know what they did? They copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. Kudos to Charles I and II of England. And these rules actually became requirements of behavior everywhere. So I am so excited about that. Okay, so last week we were talking about vision boards, and I know a lot of you out there have completed your vision boards or your faith boards, whichever you would prefer to call it. And if you haven't, you still have time. So, you know, no worries at all. You may even get some ideas this evening. Some of the things to add to your vision board as well, okay? So, listen, I want to bring on here first, I am so excited, and he's no stranger to What is Etiquette Anyway show, Pastor Williams. We have been praying for Pastor Williams, and he is doing so much better. Pastor Williams, hello.
Good evening, Donna. Glad to be with you tonight.
Looking forward to the dialogue with your guest and your host.
Well, so excited that you are with us. So excited, I tell you. Prayer changes things. I'm praying for you. You sound strong and good and ready, and I'm really excited about that.
Amen.
Yes, yes. So I want to introduce everyone to our special guest. We're talking about getting fit in the new year, and her name is Cynthia Pinkston. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Cynthia. She currently works at Eli Lilly and Company as a human resource employee relations representative, where she provides consultations and support to employees in various areas, such as performance management, conflict resolution, and workplace investigations. She received her bachelor's degree in business administration from Indiana Wesleyan University. While HR is a profession that she thoroughly enjoys, listen, her passion is health and wellness, and that's what she's going to be discussing with us this evening. She recently became a certified group fitness instructor through the American Council of Exercise. She is also certified as a Revelation Wellness Facilitator and Revelation Wellness Fitness Instructor with Revelation Wellness, which is a nonprofit ministry that uses fitness and wellness to spread the gospel by educating and inspiring people to live healthy and whole lives. And that's certainly what we want, okay? She loves God. She believes in being healthy, be whole, and love others is their mission. She has also served as a health ministry leader at the Capital City Seventh-day Adventist Church and is passionate about sharing her journey of health and wellness and supporting others and creating communities that support others on their journey as well. So I do want to bring on and introduce you to Cynthia Kingston. Cynthia, how are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you as well and your listeners.
Thank you so much. I am so delighted that you are with us this evening. Of course, you know, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, fitness is certainly one of the top resolutions on most people's list every single New Year. I think some people might even add it with, some people may even add it to their list without even looking at how to spell it because they're so used to adding it out. So I am excited that you're going to give us some insight here on wellness and how to get and to stay fit. And I know that you have had your own personal journey, and so I would like for you to just start basically wherever you would like to begin as we talk about getting fit. I'm excited. I started to put my sneakers on, but I didn't get a chance to. so I can get ready to jog after we conclude.
Next time.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thanks for the introduction. And I just look forward to having this time to talk and share with you and the audience. I will kind of start a little bit sharing about my fitness and a faith journey. I like to think of it as, fitness, a fitness story that isn't kind of your typical fitness story. And you'll know more as I kind of talk through it. So I would say fitness was really life-changing for me, but definitely not the way most people would think. You know, I think typically when you hear of life-changing fitness stories, what comes to mind are just stories of significant weight loss or individuals who've made remarkable strides towards, either strength goals or, running a marathon or being in a triathlon. But my fitness journey was a little different. I had a natural bent towards being physically active, but I didn't participate in any organized sports when I was younger. I had kind of like this innate desire just, to be physically active. And, you know, I didn't, and I don't fit the profile of someone who needed to lose weight. I was always interested in fitness really kind of as a means to control my weight and maintain my weight. And I set a few goals, you know, to run marathons and did that. And those felt like big fitness wins, you know, really proud about those things. But like many others, my fitness goals, I think, were primarily rooted in external benefits, with a few internal ones kind of sprinkled in there along the way that I discovered as I was exercising and being physically active, like reducing stress. So that was, you know, and those aren't necessarily negative things, but that's a little bit of background in my on my fitness kind of journey there and how, you know, I started. So from the outside, I looked very healthy and fit. And, you know, while I was achieving a lot of fitness goals, I was unfortunately dealing with a lot of significant health issues. I experienced just really regular bouts of excruciating pain and digestive issues. I saw several specialists over the course of many, many years. I would say over the course, honestly, of about 15 years off and on. And they were all unable to kind of pinpoint the root issues or root issue. And so you continue kind of to go back as those issues start to resurface. And, you know, I received some of the usual diagnoses whenever someone goes in with recurring stomach issues like irritable bowel syndrome, brought on by stress, depression, even was diagnosed with a slow-moving digestive tract. So not a lot of solutions worked for me, but definitely I had my share of diagnoses. So I would say eventually, there were many years, I did have a few surgeries that were meant to kind of get to the root cause of the pain and dysfunction, including having my gallbladder removed, which is very common. But on top of the stomach issues, I was also suffering from recurring back and neck pain that seemed to really kind of honestly just flare up out of nowhere. And most people just didn't really know I had all these health challenges while I was, you know, being active. And during some of that time, I was even leading out in fitness classes and, you know, definitely engaging in my own fitness routine when I could, but definitely just experiencing some significant health challenges for a number of years. And only just a close, you know, group of friends and my family knew. Thankfully, after a few of those surgeries, I did experience some relief from some of the stomach and recurring back pain. And I continued to try to be physically active during that time period. But it was around the time I began to, I would say, study more about nutrition as well once I kind of emerged from that period of time. So I started focusing more on, you know, what I was eating, including, you know, just kind of gravitating more to a plant-based whole food diet and lifestyle. And things were going really, really well. But unfortunately, a few years later, I had an unexpected painful episode and flare-up that led me to get another colonoscopy, which would have been my second one prior to the age of 40, and an endoscopy that revealed inflammation in the lining of my stomach. And I would say it was at that point, right? That was kind of my breaking point after going through this for just so many years. I have what I refer to as an upper room experience in the upstairs loft of my home where I was just in so much pain and was just thinking, Lord, here we go again. You know, and I felt myself sinking into this really deep depression that most people weren't aware of except for my family. And I just cried out one day to the Lord and I heard him just clearly whisper to me, Cynthia, if you want to be well, I need you to go further. And, you know, I was like, well, Lord, I'm doing most of everything that I know to do. I'm taking steps, you know, as you reveal them to me and as you give me understanding, and I just don't know what else I should be doing. That just seemed like, what do you mean? You want me to go further? You want me to go further with my exercise? You want me to go further with my nutrition? And it was really kind of at that time I heard God just patiently reply to me, and he said, no, if you want to be well, I need you to go further and deeper with me. And that was life-changing for me. You know, it was like he was telling me that you're focused on the external fitness, but I want you to have a faith relationship with me that will make you well. And, you know, again, it was an eye-opening experience for me. And I knew God was hearing my heart's cry. You know, the scripture in Isaiah 65:24 says, before we call, he will answer. And while we are still speaking, he hears. And I know that that's what happened that day. So it was really life-changing for me. So that's why I say fitness changed my life, because it was because of that period of brokenness that God led me to a new and fresh perspective on fitness and health and wellness. And for me personally, fitness really was the gateway into a deeper understanding of wellness and wholeness, you know, not just physical fitness, but wholeness in Christ. And it was and it still is really an important leg of my wellness journey. But like I said, I have a fresh new perspective on it. And now, you know, I feel responsible, you know, I'm able to respond, and I feel responsible to share that with others. So that's a little bit of my background story.
Wow. Absolutely fascinating. And in case you all are just tuning in, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. The voice you are hearing was Cynthia Pinkston, who is she's a certified group fitness instructor. She's also a wellness instructor as well. And so she was just sharing her story or her testimony of what happened to her. As to why now she is so passionate about this. And everyone, I was so excited to jump right into this. You can certainly give us a call at 516-418-5894, or you can shoot us an email to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. That's MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Wow, Cynthia, what a story! I'm going to go to for a moment. I'm going to go back to Pastor Williams to see if he has any comments on what you heard, Pastor. Wow.
Well, wow. That testimony is hard to beat. But it goes to show how that God can speak to us individually and personally concerning our relationship with Him, and that He is willing to work with us in order to accomplish not only our goals, but His purposes in our lives. So that is a excellent testimony that certainly gives evidence to the very small details that God can take in our individual lives to help us as we travel through this life. And that certainly should be an encouragement to some of your listeners.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Okay, so we are going to begin answering some of our phone calls here, because right now our switchboard is totally and completely lit up. So if you're listening and you're trying to call in, just keep trying, okay, because right now we have a full switchboard. So I'm going to go ahead and start picking up these calls. I will identify you by the last three or the last four digits, rather, of your phone number, then you will know that I am referring to you. So I'm going to start with the last four digits is 9133. Hello.
Hello. This is Anthony calling from Indianapolis.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year and Happy Sunday to you. I'm enjoying the program and the testimony of, Miss Pinkston and also Pastor Williams. I guess I can identify more recently with, again, the resolutions that we all work toward. And I can say, too, it basically comes down to lifestyle changes, you know, and I've been very fortunate and very blessed, you know, with my health. I'm 56-year-old male, black male, and more recently, my blood pressure has been creeping up, and not so much that I need to be on any medication. You know, it's mainly the diastolic number. You know, I'm getting somewhere sometimes 125 over 85, 90, you know, and but it can drop back down to the 70s, whereas a couple years ago it never went into the 80s. It was always, I had good blood pressure. But I guess the point I want to make is that what I've discovered is sometimes it's a lot easier to make these changes and resolutions when we have some type of pain involved. Now, again, I don't have any pain issues. My blood pressure is going up, but sometimes it's a little bit of fear and concern and crisis. I mean, it's not a crisis that where I'm at right now, but again, just had good health all along, and then you start seeing what could be, you know. And if it does, it happens. But I just so much don't want to do medications, you know, because I've been so fortunate with good health. You know, my weight's pretty good, just as Ms. Pinkston had mentioned. But I just want to say that it has motivated me to, you know, I haven't been exercising much over the past 2 or 3 years, but I am pretty faithful, and I have a routine where I run stairs, you know, in the house. You know, I run 10 cycles up and down. You know, I was doing it once a day, now I'm doing it twice a day, and the blood pressure is coming down, you know, and so I'm prayerful that I can get back into a routine, because I can honestly say I've just become so lazy when it comes to exercising, because I don't have a weight issue. I probably still look pretty decent for my age, you know, 6 foot, maybe 215, but again, it seems like whether it's the issue I'm dealing with, or even sometime I was just thinking when the other callers were talking, that even when it comes to something like prayer, you know, sometimes we may feel that, well, I should pray more. You know, I know I should be praying more. And what I've even learned years ago, as a little reflection I noticed, is that it's easy to pray when you're, again, there's some pain involved or some crisis. And sometimes maybe, I don't know if that's, I'm not going to say God's way of helping us to pray, not that we should always be in a crisis to pray, but it's so easy to pray when your back is against the wall and when you need something, you know. So, but again, I'm going to get off here and just say, hey, it's about lifestyle changes, and we have to do what we can to make those changes and those improvements. And so I thank you for your time, and I'll turn it back over.
Well, it's always great to hear from you, and I'm glad to hear that you said that you were running flights of stairs, right, Cynthia? Because some people think that they have to go out and join a gym, and mm-hmm. they can't get to a gym necessarily. But, you know, sometimes if we would just use what we have, and,
right.
You know, so it was good to hear you say that you do, you know, run the stairs. And I'm going to ask Cynthia, what are some other things that you can do at home, Cynthia, that you would say? Because after all, most of us have been, you know, pretty sedentary because of the mm-hmm. pandemic. So a lot of us are just at home pretty much all the time. And so what would you suggest that we can do at home so that you know, the excuse does not become, because we talked about this last week, we talked about, you know, excuses are so easy to find, so that's not necessarily an excuse. Maybe what are a couple things that you think we can do at home?
Yeah. I want to just double-click back on Anthony's comment, and then I'll touch on that question.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Anthony mentioned was that it seems like it's easier to make changes when we, you know, come to some type of adversity, right, and some type of trial. And that is true for a lot of people. I think change is difficult. We have a lot of information. We have information overload for the most part. I mean, we have access to so much information. But typically, the change doesn't come for a lot of people until they hit kind of this wall. But that doesn't always have to be the case. I do believe in some situations that God uses our brokenness for breakthroughs. But our bodies really speak to us. So some of the things that Anthony was mentioning, as he's starting to observe, you know, his blood pressure is shifting a little bit, those numbers are changing, listen to your body and act accordingly, right? So use everything that your body is telling you to create that environment for health and healing. And then to your question, Donna, about things that we can do at home, I really like to keep it very simple. I mean, I'm working from home, and it's very it's a different kind of just environment where I could get up and go to our gym, or we have an outdoor walking track at work. That's not an option definitely during the winter months here. It's snowing even right now. So you have to be creative, but I like to think of it as interrupting your day with movement. And, you know, not doing any type of, I mean, if that's not kind of where you're at, start there, start small. I try to every hour get up from my chair and walk up and down the stairs every hour. I do some squats, just get up from my chair and do some body weight exercises and some stretches and then get back into my chair. So even that type of movement where you interrupt your day, and you can incorporate that and just into your daily activities of life, really kind of gets you started, especially if you're trying to, you know, start and, you know, and maintain some type of fitness or movement. I really like to refer to it as movement and not exercise, but it really is movement.
That's very good. And I think as well, if we, you know, it could be psychological as well, you know, because sometimes when people say, oh, man, I got to go exercise, and it oftentimes it sounds like, oh, boy, you know, oh, I got to go do that. But if you say, you know, look, hey, I need to move, because I know I need to do more of getting up hourly and stretching, because I know I've been having some with my hip and my back. And I thought about it. I said, you know, you're sitting and you're working so much, I'll try to stand up, you know, here and there and kind of stretch. But when I really get into the heart of what I'm doing, I can easily be sitting, you know, in the chair for 2 or 3 or 4 hours straight.
Yeah.
And I thought about actually setting the alarm on my phone for every hour as a reminder.
That's a great idea.
So I can just stand up and move around and and stretch. And so, and that's definitely going to be a confirmation takeaway for me today. Listen, callers, thank you so much for your patience. We are coming to you shortly. I thank you so much. We're going to go ahead, and Anthony, thank you so much for calling in. I certainly do appreciate that. It's always great to hear from you. I'm going to go to extension. I'm going to identify you by the last 4 digits in your phone number, and you will know that I am referring to you. And if you have any exercise tips or things that you do as far as your particular diet, please certainly call and let us know, 516-418-5894. Okay, so I am going to go to extension, looks like it 171, extension 6171, the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hello.
Hello, how are you, Donna?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and hi, Cynthia.
Hello there.
Hey, I have just really appreciated hearing about your health journey and wanted to ask you, what, besides exercise, what do you feel are the best foods that you would recommend for maintaining optimal health?
You know, I'm not a nutritionist, so I don't want to give nutritional advice. That's not within my scope of practice, but I can tell you about, you know, what I do and what I follow and how it's helped me. So I do follow a primarily plant-based whole food lifestyle, and that's something that really kind of emerged as I was going through my digestive issues and was just really studying and learning for myself. You know, we really do need to take time to just read and understand, because we may not always get information from our traditional medical doctors. They don't receive a lot of nutritional training, so it really is incumbent upon ourselves to get the information we need. Be your own health advocate. I went back to really, I would say, more whole food, plant-based. I was plant-based growing up, but I would say not necessarily whole food focused, and there's a difference, you know, and I don't really use the term vegan or vegetarian because I think the emphasis really should be on whole foods that are plant-based, and that has just, you know, been a tremendous help to me for my health, and it's really easy to incorporate, even if you are not in a place where you're looking to transition to that type of lifestyle. Incorporating more fruits and vegetables and grains and legumes, all those things being added to your diet definitely will serve to benefit your overall health.
Okay, thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you. And thank you so much for calling. Okay, we are going to go to a short break, and then we'll be back. And actually, on the way to break, I do want to mention something to you all. I've used this show for, and I'm so grateful, this is the 13th year. I just had the 13th anniversary on the 15th. But I've used the show for years to help my guests to raise funds for their program. So this evening is going to be my turn for the first time. So, of course, we know the purpose of this show is to inspire, educate, motivate, and encourage you weekly. And I hope to do that for you. And I want to thank you in advance for your generosity. Now, listen, your gift will help us to remain on the air and to continue bringing you positive, life-enhancing programming. And thank you so much for the messages that we continue to receive stating that the What is Etiquette Anyway show is a show that the entire family enjoys, and it's making a difference in the lives of our listeners. And, of course, if you've listened to us at least one time, then you know that our goal is to continue to make the world a polite place to live, and we can certainly do that with your help. So I'm going to ask you, if you will, go to MissDonnaSpeaks.com, and that's MissDonnaSpeaks.com. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page, click donate here to send your gift, and we will be forever grateful. Thank you so much in advance for your generosity. Again, it's MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Okay? So I will be right back. We're going to, after this quick break, callers, thank you so much for your patience, and we'll be right back.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
Thanks for listening to What Is. Thanks for listening to What Is.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
And we are back. Thank you all for joining us. We have been speaking with certified fitness and wellness instructor, Ms. Cynthia Pinkston, and she's been sharing her goal, or her journey. She's been sharing her testimony and why she's so passionate about fitness and wellness. And I'm going to go to the phone. Again, I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, extension 8395. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hello there. Hi, Donna.
How are you?
And hi, Pastor. I'm doing fine, thank you. Hi, Pastor Emmanuel and Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Hi there, Hattie.
All right. Yes, this is Hattie. I'm sorry. I should have identified myself. Yeah, this is Hattie.
And I believe Cynthia's here as well.
Okay. Hello there.
Hello,
Hi.
Cynthia. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you, so, Donna, so much for the show. I've been enjoying it. It's always such a great interest to me when we talk about health and wellness. But I want to say that I don't necessarily have a resolution every year, but I do kickstart my year every year by healing my body, mind, and spirit, by joining my church with a fasting. And my fasting choice is a Daniel fast. So every year, the first 21-day partial fasting. And I've enjoyed it so much for about, I think, 4 years now. It's my fourth year participating in the Daniel fast. And with Daniel fast, of course, it's a lot of preparing that you have to do prior to the fast. So what I do to help myself is I prepare a week before the fast because you're restricting yourself from meats, sugars, and bread, only eating dairy and plant-based foods, vegetables, fruits, grains, nuts. But it's a great fast because what it does is allow you to heal your body, mind, and spirit. And by, a week prior to the fast, I have to, because I'm a coffee drinker, so I have to wean myself from coffee, which is one of the most challenging things for me, the sugar and the coffee. But I've been able to do that because I am obedient to the commitment to hear, be clear with my prayers and my requests from God. So I am obedient with that. So a week prior to the fast, I make sure I supposed to make sure I have spiritual literature because I'm always reading the Bible, but other ways I can feed my spirit, devotionals and also preparing the meals in my head, what I need to buy to prepare so that I can stick close to my fast, and also exercising. I make sure I have a plan to exercise to stay physically fit and strong during the fast. So that's what I do every year to kickstart the year and to be able to heal in my body, mind, and spirit. And I've enjoyed it quite a lot. I hear from God, so this is what I fast is, a spiritual fasting, a spiritual purpose, is to hear from my Creator in which directions He would have me to go and what He would want from me, and also my request and what I would want from Him. So I make myself clear and specific on the things that I desire from Him, and it's been a joy. I've enjoyed it. That's why I was calling.
Well, I'm really glad you shared that, Hattie. And it sounds you're very, very disciplined. And I know you had said that you have to prepare, and preparation, getting ready to do anything really significant. It generally takes preparation, and it sounds like you certainly prepare. And also, it's not just a physical thing; it's a mental and spiritual as well.
Yes.
And I just think that is absolutely wonderful. I also participate in the Daniel. I choose to do the Daniel fast. And you do have to discipline, but I also understand why generally when you fast, it's called prayer and fasting, because generally I do have to pray through that fast because I need a little extra help. Pastor Williams, what do you have to say about that? Adding that to your
I certainly want to commend Hattie for her discipline and her faithfulness to the consecration period that the church is participating in. And again, it shows that when we discipline, the purpose of it is for us to spend time with the Lord and hearing from Him, and by restricting our input in the form of a fast, it helps discipline ourselves to give time and attention to what God wants to say to us. And so I certainly am impressed with the faithfulness of Hattie, and I think she certainly gave an excellent testimony and certainly is an example and an encouragement to others who may want to consider fasting as one of their spiritual disciplines. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Yes, I think that is absolutely great. And I know you mentioned coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I'm sure probably the majority of the listeners in our audience are probably coffee drinkers, and that's caffeine. So I know you said you had to wean yourself off of that and sugar. And so to say that, it means it actually can be done. It can be done. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
And Cynthia, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm actually also going through a fast right now. It's a sugar fast. And, you know, fasting really, as the pastor mentioned, it's a spiritual discipline. And the root of it really, though, is in freedom. And I know often we focus on the restrictions, the things that we're not eating or things that we're giving up, and that's an important part of a fast. But really it's about, you know, finding freedom and liberty and quieting the noise and really gravitating towards the Lord as opposed to the things that we typically gravitate to either, you know, fill voids or numb our emotions and just really get time to be quiet and be still with God and rely on Him as opposed to the other things that we typically kind of go to. And it just creates a greater sense of awareness. But definitely, you know, praying and fasting is something that, you know, this is the first probably time I've done it from a very spiritual perspective. I've done fast before, but typically, again, focused on, you know, the benefits externally and what it will do for my health. And you know, those are things that happen, right? Those are some of the benefits that happen. But the purpose, the true purpose is freedom. And, you know, finding freedom for ourselves and then going to help others be free as a result of that. If we truly fast the way we are told to fast in Isaiah 58, it really is about freeing others as we become free.
Absolutely. And listeners, again, thank you for your patience. I am coming back to the phone here. I recite the last four digits in your phone number. You'll know I'm speaking with you. Extension 8743, 8743. Hello? Hello? Okay, then maybe they're just listening. All right. Let me go to extension 3953. Extension 3953. Hello? Hello, extension 3.
Hello. Hello,
hi,
Donna. This is Kurt.
Hi, Kurt. How are you?
I just wanted to say that. Fine. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. I just wanted to say that I have enjoyed hearing Ms. Pinkston's talk on finding fitness to be the gateway for a better life spiritually and physically. And I, too, can testify with her position and point of view, because I realize the older I get, I need to exercise. It just has become a part of my my being now. My wife calls it a ritual, but in reality, I need it to survive. I need it to move. I need it to move the blood in my head to think. I need it to wake up. I need it to communicate, and I just find that it seems to solve a lot of problems. And I thank God for giving us the ability to move. Some people don't have the ability to, you know, to exercise in the way that others can. But I thank God that I have all of my abilities to do so. And certainly I've reaped the benefits from it. So I just thank Ms. Pinkston for sharing her testimony and being an encouragement to others and continuing to share how it can improve one's well-being.
Thank you so much for calling in to share, because
thank you.
It's nice, I think we all can move a little more, you know, and I like what you said about the moving and the movement, because I think if we dwell more again on the movement versus exercise, it doesn't seem as though, you know, that it's a chore, if you will, because some people just look at exercise as a chore, and it's dreaded, but it's like, oh, I got to go to exercise. And so you want to be excited about being able to move. And, Kurt, you just said that. I mean, just be glad that you're able to move, which that's an excellent point, absolute excellent point. In case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about getting fit for 2021. Generally, this is at the top of the list of most people when you make your resolutions. And instead of making resolutions, I like to say, let's make some lifestyle changes so we can just kind of continue these and not necessarily have to try to alter them every year at the beginning of the year. So, so Cynthia, so yeah, we certainly do appreciate that. I want to see if I can grab a couple emails here. Here is one that says, Ms. Donna, how often should I update my eating plan if it's not working? How much weight is safe to lose at a time? Thanks. And this is from Marie. Well, oftentimes, Cynthia, we hear, you know, a lot of weight stories and sometimes, you know, horror weight stories about, you know, I'm going to lose 25 or 30 pounds in a month. And I know generally, I'm not a nutritionist, but, you know, I've done enough of the shows and, you know, looked up enough. But generally they say 2 to 3 pounds a week is usually about average or good. I believe that's five pounds at the top, at the top. So so we just want to, we want to be very conscious, number one, of your eating plan. She mentioned eating plan, too. And, of course, you know, we want to eat healthy. So, generally, eating healthy means cutting out a lot of the sugars and starches and things of that nature, the junk foods.
We want to eat the highly processed food.
Right, yeah. And I'm sure some people are out there thinking, huh, I like my junk food, honey. I'm going to eat my junk food. Okay, all right, that's fine. Because we all have choices, right? We all can freely make our choices. But from a wellness perspective, we're, you know, in my opinion, we have billion-dollar temples. I like to call it a billion-dollar temple. So do you really want to keep supplying your billion-dollar temple with a lot of junk? Think about that for a minute. Okay, so here's one that says, Miss Donna Etiquette Lady, congratulations on 13 years for being on the air. You have one of the best consistent shows as far as your topic. My family and I have listened for the last few years. Thanks again for we look forward to your shows, Mr. Johnson's in Alpharetta. Thank you so much for that. I certainly do appreciate that. I'm going to go back to our phone. Let's see. All right. We're looking at extension 5407. 5407. Hello. Hello, 5407. Okay. They may be. They may be just listening. Okay, that's fine. So, Cynthia, before we run out of time, I want you to, you know, leave the audience with any particular thoughts that you would like to leave them with when it comes to trying to make sure that you're focused on your wellness and your fitness.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think, you know, with any type of change, lifestyle change that you are looking to make, it's really just important to kind of know your why, you know, and it's for fitness, if, you know, a lot of times the primary goal is weight loss. And if that's the case, that's, you know, that's fine. Know your why. But I would encourage, you know, everyone to really start first by asking God to reveal, you know, if there really is weight loss that you are wanting to lose. And that's a healthy goal. If you are carrying, you know, too much weight. But ask God to reveal what things may be weighing you down in your spirit before you focus on the weight on the scale. You know, I think God really wants to heal us. He wants to reveal things in us. And so there may be some other things that you need to address in conjunction with, you know, fitness, you know, like nutrition. You know, maybe there's some emotional stress or trauma. So don't shy away from seeking professional help and support as God reveals things in you. Don't shy away or shrink back from what he's revealing. So know your why. And I think the other thing, you know, as it relates to movement, is just, you know, view movement as an act of worship and praise. Romans 12:1 says, you know, we are to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to God, and that's our true and proper worship. And, you know, when I'm on the treadmill and, you know, when I'm walking outdoors and I see the rise and fall of my chest as I'm breathing, I just thank God for the grace he gives in providing air in my lungs. You know, I do not take that for granted. When you're squatting, remind yourself of God's strength, you know, that's made perfect in us when we're weak. So really think about it as a true act of worship. When you are moving, you are caring for the temple that God lives in and the Holy Spirit lives in. And so we do have a responsibility to care for it. So those are two things I think are great takeaways for people as they're preparing their fitness journey for this year.
And again, there are certainly, you know, different kinds of movement. And make it fun, because I have to make it fun. I can put on some music and just kind of dance, because that's great movement. You're actually moving your entire body dancing. So there are just a variety of different things that we can do just to avoid excuses, because a lot of times, you know, excuses are so easy. Oh, I don't have time to go out, and I don't have time. So, yeah, so we have to just make the time. We have to make the fun. And I know my son Jared is an avid, oh, God, he works out all the time. In fact, I tease him and say, okay, you must be, you know, prepping for the Olympics, because he's so disciplined and focused, and, you know, he lifts weight, and he just does the entire routine. And so he must have, you know, he must have got those tips from his mom, huh? Actually, and I used to work out a lot. I used to work out 4 to 5 days a week. And then I started having some issues with some joints and things of that nature. So I no longer, you know, go to the gym. But I do go up and down the stairs, I do dance around the house and trying to save my hips and knee and all of that kind of thing. And if you do, step aerobics. Do you do step aerobics? Have you ever done step aerobics, Cynthia?
Yes, I have. It's been a while, but I have.
You know what? I was just addicted to step aerobics. I mean, to the point where I actually had two different steps built so I could do aerobics. And I mean, I did them constantly, but no one ever pulled me to the side, not even one of the, you know, instructors in the gym to say, you know, kind of be careful because this may have an impact on your knees.
And so repetitive movements, right?
Yeah. So those of you out there, if you're doing step aerobics, step carefully because I'm kind of having some having some things going on with my knees. But you know, when you learn, you what do they say when you do better. When you
know better.
Know better, you do better. That's
true.
Anyway,
and that speaks to balance as well, Donna. You know, so there's, you know, we focus on muscular strength and cardiorespiratory endurance, but flexibility and balance are equally important. So don't neglect that piece, you know, to have a balanced overall fitness program.
Absolutely, because I was really over the top doing that. And if you're going to have some steps built so that when you're not at the gym, you're at home again, that's a little over the top. I was really moving, though. But listen, everyone, thank you all so much for joining us this evening. I hope you have picked up some tips. I'm sure you enjoyed Cynthia's testimony, as I did as well. And so glad you joined us. Again, I want to mention to you, I want to thank you for your gift in advance to help our show. And again, go to MissDonnaSpeaks.com, MissDonnaSpeaks.com, MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you can click donate. And by the way, I've had some parents reach out to me. So, hey guys, if you're listening right now, if you have children or know someone who does, I've worked with youth with a variety of different programs building self-esteem and confidence over the past 30 years. And, you know, some of the parents have been reaching out wanting some advice. So what I am doing is I am doing some coaching sessions helping you to be inspired and ways to stay motivated during the pandemic and beyond, okay? And so, in fact, I am doing what is called some special pandemic coaching. So if you're interested, you can go to MissDonnaSpeaks.com or you can email me, MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Again, I want to thank Cynthia for being with us. Pastor Williams, I'm so delighted that he was able to join us as well, and he is well and strong. And so, Pastor Williams, thank you as well for
my
joining
pleasure.
Us. Certain,
yeah,
always
my pleasure
you.
As well. Thank you.
And listen, you guys, in case you did not have an opportunity to hear the entire show, you can go back and listen to it, as all the shows are archived. You can listen to it and take some notes as well. All right. Again, thank you so much for listening and spending part of your Sunday evening with us. We appreciate that. Those of you who called in, sent messages. If you're joining us for the first time, thank you. Thank you to our loyal listeners. We certainly do appreciate you tuning in each week. Next week, we are going to be speaking with and honoring healthcare workers. So if you are a healthcare worker or you know of a healthcare worker, please email me their name. If it's you, your name. We certainly want to honor you next week, okay? I've been looking forward to doing that, all right? Remember, if you have an etiquette question or a topic that you would like to hear us address, simply let us know. Send us an email, missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. We so appreciate when you tell your friends and family about this show and invite them to listen. Our goal is to make the world a better place and a more polite place to live as well. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart, okay? Again, I appreciate you. I hope you all please continue to be safe, okay? We can't forget that. Please continue to be safe. And listen, we look so forward to talking to you again next week, all right? Good night, take care, and God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady and What Is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. Thanks for listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.